Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business is good. The economy is good. Talking to business people throughout the United States all day long, they tell me they are busy. They tell me they haven't been this busy in years, and I hope that you are that busy also. I hope you are so busy that you're saying to yourself, I don't know how I'm going to get it all done. It's absolutely incredible as to what's happening in the economy. It's been years since I've had this much business. But I just don't want to rain on your parade. I don't want to make you paranoid, and I expect it that the great economy is going to continue on. But the problem or the challenge is you can get into a false sense of success. You can be content with your business success. You can say to yourself, I don't need to do any more. Look at how the business is just flowing in. Look at how good everything is. I'll just ride the wave. And that's not the right way to think about it. When you are busy, that's the opportunity to absolutely make things better. That's the opportunity to change things. That's the opportunity to sharpen up your skills. That's the opportunity to get your salespeople to do a better job. Just because it's busy right now, it doesn't mean that sometime in the future, and hopefully it'll be a long time coming, that it's not going to be busy. This is the opportunity to grow your business, rethink your business, redo your business plan, make your company stronger, make your material stronger, your website stronger, your social media stronger, your sales force and your prospecting stronger. And just because it's busy, do not let your salespeople stop prospecting. The moment they stop prospecting, no matter how much business you're doing today, no matter how busy you are, you will not be busy tomorrow, the next day, 3 months from now, 6 months from now. Don't be content with your business success. Success brings more success. And if we think about the vision, we see what we're doing, we're paying attention to what's going on in our business, and we're making it better, we will be assured that we're going to be successful in the future. If we just sit back and we're just complacent and we say to ourselves, it's going to be okay, it may not be. This is the opportunity that you've been waiting for. This is the opportunity to not only make a profit, but to make your business better, to improve your staff, to help your employees by giving them raises and praising them and giving them goals as to what to do. Get them excited about what's happening. Talk to your customers. Build relationships with them. I mean, there's so much you can do in a good economy because you're not just struggling to pay the bills. The money's coming in. It gives you the freedom to think. It gives you the freedom to plan the vision. It gives you the freedom to sleep at night and not worry so much. So I am absolutely overjoyed that you are doing business. Let's continue to do business by being thoughtful and being the visionary. And if you're not doing business right now, it's time to really sit back and evaluate why is that when things are so busy? Why is the competition beating you out of the business? Why are they winning and you are not? Everything is about thinking. Everything is about vision. Everything is about how you plan your business, how you execute what you're doing, how you put yourself in a position of absolutely being the leader. It's out there. Let's get it. Let's take advantage of it, and let's build the business for the future. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening. to Talk Business with Howard.